No. But that but, you can share more.
But you see that when there is the understanding of moment with sati and moment without sati, is there any different?
There must be.
There must be.
But we are still hesitant about it.
So it means that there is no understanding of moment with sati yet?
Yes, not enough.
Okay, yeah. Right now. Yes. When sati arises and it's aware of a reality, it's just like this.
Yes.
No different at all.
But we are considering, and then
the difference is that moment, there is the understanding of the characteristic of sati, which follows, or which is aware of the same object as natural as it is.
There is so much considering and thinking about Dhamma. So he's wondering about sati.
Because that is not enough understanding, not enough detachment. For example, hardness right now. The body consciousness experiences the hardness, right? And in a day, there is no awareness. Because usually there is thinking about something instead of being aware of that characteristic. For example, I'm touching this and that. But when awareness arises, instead of thinking, not thinking yet, awareness arises, so it is aware. It follows the citta which experiences hardness. So one realizes that there is a very short moment of awareness as natural, which is different from other moments in a day when there is no awareness at all. And that is the sammasati.
And you don't expect it.
Right.
You don't think first about
no difference at all.
But you say
from this moment
detachment. So maybe you can say some more.
There is right understanding of moment with awareness and without awareness. Yeah. And by understanding the characteristics of reality is better and better, more and more, there will be less attachment to those realities as self. Because of the understanding of the characteristics.
Yes. And to see it as self.
For example, right now, the characteristic of whisper object. Yes. Is there any moment of understanding it, even if it's very short, or just ignore it and think of people in this room instead of just a very short moment of understanding it as just a reality? We don't have to speak out. But the development of understanding, the characteristic, its characteristic is now appearing, becoming used to a characteristic instead of a person or a thing.
People are wondering to take something for self, something outside yourself for self, like visible object or sound or any other thing, what it means.
You have to understand the two words, the attanutiti and sakkayatiti. For upadana, it is attavatupadana, not sakkaya. There are four upadana, four clingings, four kinds of clinging. The kamupadana, the clinging to the sensuous object, and silapatupadana, Tittupatana and Attavatupatana. The Pava is including in Kamupatana. When the Pava is not mentioned, it's always including in the Kamupatana. So there are two big categories, the attachment to sensuous object and attachment to wrong view and wrong practice. So when we talk about the tittupatana, any kind of wrong view is tittupatana. And when it's silapatupana, any wrong practice, even the person who understands the Eightfold Path, the development of Panya, but when attachment is there, it can condition the wrong practice, the silapata pramasa or the silapatupatana. And the attavadupadana, that is not only sakkaya, because it includes the characteristic which one takes for permanent and Satisfactoriness, sukha, and nityang, and atta.
Yeah.
And what about sukha?
Not upadana. When we talk about upadana, there are four, only four kinds of upadana.
No, when atoma.
Tupadana.
In that case, we see, for example,
anything which is permanent is sukha. Mm-hmm. So it's atta, and it is nityang.
And what about beautiful?
That is vipalasa. So when we talk about anything, just understand that. When we talk about upadana, clinging, there are four kinds of clinging. Yeah.
And what's the difference between that clinging to sensual objects and clinging to...
Kamupadana.
Because the anagami doesn't have kamupadana anymore. So tapana doesn't have the three wrong views of clinging. But sotapanna still have kamupadana.
We can say that the anagami does in the sense that because our upadana is included in kamupadana, so even the anagama has kamupadana.
But we understand that it's pawa.
But when they hear, you take everything for self, how to understand that? So to take visible object for self.
Yeah, so there must be the attavadupadana, taking everything as permanent.
That's the same.
And when it is sakaya, it's just this, not other thing.
Yeah.
That is sakaya.
Yeah,
so sakaya is attavadupadana, and attavadupadana is sakaya, but not only sakaya.
Yeah, but I find sakaya very difficult because it seems this the kandas, but I get a picture of I myself cling to the kandas, but that's not right. Because I myself, that is the five kandas. So here are five kandas, which cling to other five kandas. It's so confusing. And then these four ways, in yourself and outside, or identify yourself this, or be the container, or contained in, very complicated. I never understand it.
But reality appears just one at a time.
Yeah.
We cannot imagine how it happens like that, just one characteristic at a time. But whenever there is awareness, there must be awareness of a characteristic only one at that time.
Yeah.
And when panya grows, reality appears clearer and clearer.
Yes.
The other reality cannot be with that object.
That's right.
Just one object at a time.
Yeah.
Then you understand. I, and you know what you mean by titti, sakaya titti. Otherwise, we talk about we have sakaya titti, but all of them, but just one, nothing appear, just that. But I who experience that, or that is still I here.
Yeah. And we don't realize it so much yet.
That's why, in order to really understand reality, it needs sati sampajanya. To just know the characteristic of reality, not just heard about realities, but know reality as it is.
Yes.
And attavadupadana and attasanya, are they the same?
Sanya is sanya.
Right.
And this is clinging.
Clinging. Okay. So attasanya is referring to the sanya which accompanies the
jitta.
Clinging and the jitta, which is also accompanied by the upadana, the lobha. So they're both referring to the citta seekers accompanying the same jitta.
Whenever there is a kusala moment, there must be the vipalasa by jitta or by sanya in daily life, and sometimes with titti.
Right, okay. So atasanya refers to the sanya accompanying any akusala with
jitta. Without titti. There can be jitta vipalasa and sanya vipalasa together. And sometimes there are three, all three together.
Yes. But when it's atasanya, isn't it referring to the jitta with titti? Isn't it referring to the attavadupadana jitta?
Who doesn't have attasanya?
The enlightened one.
So who?
Only the sotapanna.
No atasanya. No nityasanya.
But there can be thinking of this body or this person without necessarily there being wrong view.
Right, but then would it be referred to as atasanya? Yeah,
right? So the banna doesn't have the wrong view, all three, citta, sanya, and titi.
Would moments of metta, karuna, and mudita be accompanied by atasanya?
Akusala dhamma cannot arise with kusala moment.
Then what's the sanya? It's just...
Let's talk about anagami. Anagami still have the sukha sanya and sukha sanya. Arahata doesn't have either sukha sanya. But for Sotapanna, still have sukha sanya.
Sorry, what is sukha sanya?
To take for happiness. What is dukkha?
Sukha and sukha.
Not to be confused with fullness, that is different. To see the beauty in fullness.
If the Sotapanna doesn't have atasanya, it means that atasanya only accompanies cittas with ditti, must be a kind of ditti.
It's completely eradicated.
For the Sotapanna, so it must be.
So Sotapanna still has sukha. Right. Sanya and sukha sanya, only two.
To continue with Phil's questions, can I continue about seeing in daily life? He asked how this will help to understand seeing in daily life. How can it help him to have less dosa?
Or none?
He wants you to talk all along about this, he asked.
Only dosa? What about avicca?
But he likes help.
To have what?
To have less dosa.
Not understanding.
Yes, also understanding.
Can we just say that when we are so concerned about dosa, it just shows the attachment to oneself?
Is there the perfect understanding of realities as not self? Or not yet?
Otherwise you wouldn't select or just mention the dosa, but to understand all realities.
He doesn't mind lobha.
Oh, he does.
He doesn't mind avicca, moha.
No, because you don't notice it, and then you don't mind it.
So whenever there is moha, there must be akusala. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and mostly people don't see the danger of it. They always talk about sense objects and dosa. An attachment to sense objects, sense desire.
When there is no anger, shouldn't he mind about anger when there is seeing and no understanding of seeing right now?
He doesn't think about anger then.
When there is seeing and there is no dosa, what about understanding seeing right now instead of trying to have less dosa?
In the long run, it will be.
What about seeing right now, hearing right now? Yeah. It's impossible to have less dosa when there is no understanding of seeing and hearing right now.
Yeah, because like you say, everything is Dhamma, and it is some words we hear, but we have to go deeper into the meaning of that.
Whenever there is selection, it's the self again.
Yeah.
As a definition of dosa, burning that on which it depends, i.e. the heart-based rupa, what does this mean exactly, burning that on which it depends, burning the heart-based rupa?
It seems like it's heat, right? Or fire, which can burn. But actually, that kind of feeling is like that, that's all.
You mean it's like, as if it is
troublesome.
Burning. Troublesome. So it's not a literally burning, it's just as if it is.
Because it's nama, not rupa. Yeah. Otherwise, the heart must be burnt up.
But even if you're referring to the heart base itself, it doesn't mean that the heart base is going to have another rupa of heat there to burn it up, whereas it falls away.
But one can say that when one is pleasant, with pleasant feeling, it's not like that. But when it's dosa, it's like that.
As if it is burning.
Right.
And another one, dosa as a dart can cause sickness. Feeling that accompanies dosa occurs as cruelty. What does this mean, that the feeling that accompanies dosa occurs as cruelty, because feeling is just pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Why does it say it occurs as cruelty?
Can the pleasant feeling arise with dosa?
No. Mm-hmm. But why does the unpleasant feeling occur as cruelty?
It's nature, it's like that.
Like it's being mm-hmm. cruel because it's mm-hmm. unpleasant.
You mean cruel to the person who's having it, right?
Mm-hmm. So cruel to the others, never to the others.
You mentioned regret. On kukucha, we know that kukucha or regret just refers to unwholesome deeds done and good deeds not done, all in the past. Is that correct? What about regret about good deeds done, for example? Can I? Well, I'm just saying, let's say, oh, you gave all your money away and then you regret it, as an example. Can that be kukucha or not? It must be good deeds not done and bad deeds done.
Are you sure that that is good deeds when it hurts you?
Well, maybe it was a good deed in, that was done in the past, but then later you think, oh no, that was too much good deed or something. I mean,
it's too much, it's good.
Well, at that moment, it seems like it's regret, but this would not be included in kukucha.
When it's too much, is it good?
Well, maybe at the time it was. Maybe it was kusala at the time.
If it is, no regret.
Is that true? So if it really is kusala, impossible to regret it later?
If it's good?
You can think it's aversion about it.
It has to be kusala to give, right? It has to be. You cannot,
right.
It's, at that moment, you cannot let go unless it's kusala. So it can't be a regret afterwards, though.
Well, Constitution's saying there can't be regret afterwards if it was good.
Do you think that we stick too much to the words? Mm-hmm. What about the reality at that very moment? Mm-hmm. Is it different or is it the same?
Different.
It's different. It's quite
and
different.
That is the characteristic of kukucha.
So there can be there.
Good again. See, you try.
Right.
Okay. The more you try to know the word for that reality, the more you cannot explain.
You know, sometimes you might even feel embarrassed for having been a good person in front of someone else or done something someone you dislike appreciates, and then you get angry, why did I do that? But that's to your self-image.
Is there any difference between thinking that I give too much or I give less?
Well, I would think the dosa is just dosa. It doesn't really matter what the object is. It's just a story. It's a concept about some deeds that were done yesterday. So whether it's dosa about having given too much or having given too little, not having given at all, it's just dosa at this moment.
The characteristic of kukucha is different from ordinary dosa.
So it's specific, very specific, and that's why.
So you know that at that moment it's not just dosa, but it is kukucha.
Just following on Ajahn's question there about if it's giving too little, is it different from having given too much? I don't think it's quite clear-cut, because if you're a person who worries about things anyway, if you're a born worrier, then you worry about whether it was too little or too much. And it may not be regret, because regret is a specific characteristic of missed opportunity for kusala, whereas you could worry about it being too little just because you tend to worry about everything you do.
Right.
In the same way.
And why is kukucha always given as a pair with udaccha? Because udaccha is such a common mental factor accompanying all akusala cittas, whereas kukucha is so specific. So why are they always given as a pair together?
They appear usually together.
Well, often udaccha would appear without kukucha, though, like maybe one's just agitated about something on the table.
When you are so wrapped with delight, is there such reality like udaccha?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, it's there. Yeah. I mean, whenever, because when everyone's lost
as
in one's
here. As udaccha?
Not so apparent. Mm-hmm.
But when there is kukucha,
it's more apparent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But not just when there's kukucha, like Jonathan's example, when there's just worrying about this and that.
I think that udaccha also appear too.
Yes. So I'm just saying that udaccha seems to appear more.
Kukucha.
We have a friend, and he's very interested in the social aspect of Buddhism. He says Mahayana has a lot of stress on karuna, a basic attitude. and he is quoting the Dhammayu Sutta.